Thank you, Kurt, for leading those songs. If you would, open your Old Testaments to Psalms 105. That's where our lesson is going to be taken from tonight, Psalm 105. I don't know how many times, I've never seen if anybody has counted, but one of the things that repeats itself quite often in the scriptures is kind of a rehearsal of a retelling of what God has done for his people and a rehearsal of certain events, whether it be the Exodus out of Egypt or the whole story of the Jews. This psalm is again one of those stories that God is wanting for his people to be ingrained in their mind what he has done for them, that he has been the source of a lot of deliverance for them. We see it not only in the Old Testament, we even see it in the New Testament. You know, Peter's great sermon on the day of Pentecost. Just a few chapters later, Stephen's sermon, right before they stoned him. He's giving a history of God's people, of what had been taking place. And here in Psalms 105, we see that too. But one thing, as I was studying this and I was looking at it, it just kind of literally jumped out at me how it was the whole psalm was a reminder of action. The action that God wanted his people to take, it's full of verbs, action words, and it is a list of actions God has done for his people. It's not only the story, but in a lot of ways, it is just a reminder of words associated either with God or his people. And I'd like for us to just read through it. Starts off in verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. In this first verse, we see three things that the Jews were supposed to do. And even though this was in a certain time and period, it's for us too. You know, I cannot see where we're not supposed to do this. You know, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. You're acknowledging and leaning and trusting on God. You know, we kind of scratched the surface a little bit today in the Sunday morning Bible class that Dick started about faith, to call upon his name, that you lean on him, that it's him that you're relying on, that you're going to, not ourselves, not power, not wealth, because those can fail you in the end. Call upon his name, and then make known his deeds. Kind of like the lesson this morning, the verse about teaching your children. Make known his deeds among the peoples. To teach people what God has done. It goes on to say in verse 2, sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Not ours. Not what we can accomplish. Glory in him. What was it Paul said? I declare to know nothing but Christ and him crucified. And you know Paul knew a lot. Paul knew oodles and gobs. But he says, what I know Christ and him crucified. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works, which He has done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the word which He commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham and His oath to Isaac. Here we're already getting into the remembrance of what God has done for His people and the covenants that He made. Verse 10, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. When they were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, He permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, He called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that His word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested them. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free and made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land abounded with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also and their fig trees and splintered the trees of their territory. He spoke, and locusts came, young locusts without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also destroyed all the firstborn in their land, the first of all their strength. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Again, this is a remembrance. I don't know. I know it's a lot. How many times the same stories, the same events will be repeated in various books of the Bible, because man's nature, we might forget. We might take it upon ourselves to think too much of ourselves and not remember God. And then I looked at all of the different things, the actions that God took, and all the actions that were called upon for us to, or for his people to take. And I translate that to us. You know, we didn't escape the bondage of Egypt. We escaped the bondage of sin. And even though this was to the Israelites, the Jews, as God's people today, this is as applicable for us today. I would like to just real quick go through and point out the actions that God did in this works. It's described in verse 5, marvelous works. What is marvelous? I think an adverb of the works. The works that God did. Wonders. Judgments. Chosen. He chose us. Judgments. Remembers. He remembers his people. Commanded. A sign of authority. He made. Verse 9. An oath. He claimed an oath. Confirmed it. Give. Permitted. Another sign of authority. Rebuked. Called. Destroyed. Sent. Tested. Made. Increased. Made again. Turned. Sent Moses. Chose. Sent darkness. Made it dark. Turned. Killed. Spoke. Gave. Struck. Splintered. Spoke again. Destroyed. Brought them out. Spread. Brought quail. Satisfied. Opened the rock. Remembered. Again, brought out. And gave them. Those are the action, the verbs that described God in just this one chapter of the Bible. And to finish up, I'd like to point out the things that God's people needed to do. Just the verbs. We've already read it. Starts out to give thanks. After we've seen all that God did, they're told to give thanks, to call upon, to make known, to sing, talk of his wondrous works, to glory in his name, to rejoice, to seek, to remember. They went from nation to nation, teach. They performed his signs amongst the people. The people asked. They inherit, observe his statutes, keep his laws, and it ends up again just like it started. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, and it ends up, praise the Lord. We see a stark contrast of the works and the actions of God, words of authority, words of power, words of protection, deliverance, and then the commands to his people to follow, to teach, to obey, to praise, to share and obey. And it ends just like it started. Never complain that I went too long tonight. You got some time. We always, the lesson is yours. We never like to end an assembly without offering an invitation. There may be some of you fighting battles bigger than you, and you might need prayers. Some of you may be fighting sin bigger than you and need to repent. I think everybody here is baptized believers in God. If you need prayers, if you need assistance from your brothers and sisters, please let that be known. As Kurt leads us in the invitation song, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come forward.